So now, there are names that people use, certainly when we're talking in athletics, there are names that people use for other schools that may not be the most complimentary of all.
Shorthorns.
My thought was Cougar High. Came to mind first, is that, you know, you try to come up with some derogatory,
Tortilla Tech.
Marginal term for the other people. And obviously there are probably some that can't even be used on the radio. But nonetheless, then there are others that are just kind of shorthand, okay? Just ways to say things that would be more convenient. So, for instance, former Big 12 member Kansas State. They were often called K-State.
Right.
Okay. Texas Tech, sometimes called Tech. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, the president of Kansas State University said he wants the school to be known as Kansas State instead of the traditional informal K-State. President Kirk
Kentucky
Schultz,
unhappy?
He told Kansas governor and state business leaders during a meeting of the Governor's Council of Economic Advisors, the school should be referred to as Kansas State to prevent it from being confused. And, of course, I think most all of us would confuse it with Kentucky State.
It's all part of merchandising.
Yeah. However, the president's presentation violated his own policy when he handed out copies of the school's long-range plan, which was titled K-State 2025.
There you go.
Very nice. And if we were able to find the fight song for K-State, if we could find some cheerleaderette, some little dudette to do that for us, here she is.
Fight, you K-State Wildcats.
Wait, what? I think the second word in the fight song would be K-State.
Yes.
Let's listen again.
Fight, you K-State Wildcats.
Yep. Well, yes, here it is. Fight, you K-State Wildcats, for alma mater, fight. Glory in the combat, for the purple and the white. Faithful to our colors, we shall ever be fighting, ever fighting, for a Wildcat victory. So the second word, basically, third word of their song is K-State, but the president of the university doesn't want it to be called K-State.
That's
anymore.
Funny.
I could see that it'd be confusing, because now what will fans do there in beautiful Manhattan, Kansas?
Kansas.
Let's just be honest. Just because a president says something doesn't mean it ever actually happens.
That's, you're right, president of almost anything. Yes,
for
that's
sure.
Very true. And obviously, the larger the institution or body that they are the president
the
of,
the less likely they'll
yes,
do what
that's
they say.
Exactly right. So we'll see how that works. Ooh, guess what came out yesterday? If I do this,
Angry Birds.
Oh, very good.
Angry Birds.
That's right. Just out Thursday, an Angry Birds sequel to the already number one all-paid iPhone and iPad apps. It's Bad Piggies. Bad Piggies offering a twist.
Why was I not given an update?
Really? You don't have it on your phone, yeah? Okay.
I have the other two. I have Angry Birds and Angry Birds Space.
Yeah, I just throw real birds.
I'm
just kidding.
Yeah.
Now you know she's got the cats.
Now, I'm surprised if you've got the app that they don't give you the opportunity to go ahead and spend that money because, you know, they're not rich enough yet.
Yeah.
Bad Piggies offers a twist on the simple birds versus pigs scenario. In the new game, it places you on the side of the pigs.
Really?
To help them crack the eggs of the angry bird. Now, wait, see, this is getting violent. We're actually talking termination of birth here, too. That could be controversial. Instead of the usual play game, Bad Piggies challenges you with a series of puzzles in which you build devices to move the pigs to each destination.
So like a Rube Goldberg thing?
I'm not
that
sure.
That sounds cool.
I don't have version one of Angry Birds yet, so I'm not exactly
I'm working on that as we speak on my iPhone.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Got that happening. So the NFL strike is over. I don't know if you heard about that or not.
Yes.
And so now they got the new guys back. And interestingly enough, and I don't know who did the interview, but they decided, well, let's talk to a veteran official about the big difference between the replacement refs and the ones that who were locked out of the contract up until earlier this week. So they found a guy named Red Cashin. I don't know if you know who he is. But they did.
Old
they,
Red.
They did. They interviewed Red about this, and one of the things that Red said, which was very interesting, is that people skills have something to do with this. Okay, first of all, you have to understand that these are young players. You got to be able to physically keep up with them. But you have to have the knowledge of the NFL rules, most definitely, and to be able to maintain or assume the mantle of authority while all this was going on. He said, quote, to be a good, Red Cashin, quote, to be a good referee, you have to be a good student. Takes an awful lot of study to know the rules themselves and know that instant replay being a factor, there are special rules that apply. He said you have to have the willingness to learn them and to be able to recall them in a hurry, because you'll have a situation where something occurs and a coach will turn to you and say, is that a reviewable play? And you have to know the answer. You can't look it up in a book, which is a good point.
And absolutely.
And then again, have the air of authority to be able to basically run the game, because the coaches and the players are going to lose their temper, and the official cannot afford to do that. He said, once you lose it, it's extremely difficult to get it back. That'd be interesting. I don't know. Next time I talk to Red, I'll ask him, did he ever lose his temper
while he was
officiating?
He was in charge of, not during this lockout, but he was one of the guys that helped train the officials after he retired from the field. Yeah. He kept working with the NFL.
Hello.
Hey, Scott, all you got to do is give your smartphone to my granddaughter. In 5 minutes, you'll have Angry Birds and all kinds of
I hear you, man. Yeah, stuff that you didn't even know you wanted on there. And you got to be careful. We've had stories about that before where kiddos start spending your money, too, you know, so be careful about that. Anyway, so that was Red's take on that, and that's kind of interesting to know. A drug-sniffing dog, now the only certified member of the police department in Vaughan, New Mexico.
I saw this.
The police chief apparently had it up to here, decided to step down after a week of news stories that reported that he wasn't allowed to carry a gun because of his criminal background.
Barney Fife.
Gubb. Well, Barney had the gun. The bullet had to be in his pocket.
Right.
Delinquent child support. I mean, he had a lot of stuff going on. So that left Nika, the pooch, as the only qualified member of the Vaughan Police Department.
Wow.
So, I mean, so does that mean Nika has to come in and report to city council? I mean, how does that work out? I could see there'd be all sorts of problems. Hello? Hey.
You'd know where Nika had been on patrol.
Well, yeah, that's probably right.
That
yeah.
was on it.